Hey guys, Daniel Tardy here. I want to talk to you about one of the top things that I'm looking for when I'm hiring somebody to be on our team. In fact, this is so important to me that it's actually one of our Entree leadership team core values. We've got Ramsey Solution core values, and then we've got values that are, if you want to be on the Entree leadership team, this is stuff Tardy's really going to care about. The reason I care about it is because it's a value that has caused me to be who I am today. You know, when I look back at this 21-year-old kid that started here that was green and rough and sloppy and egotistical, and I go, how did that guy ever get hired? I mean, let's be real. The standard was much lower in those days than it is today. But secondly, that guy is not qualified to sit in the seat that I sit in today. I was saying stupid stuff all the time. I was doing things that I would fire myself for as my future leader, looking back on that guy. And thank God that we as people have the ability to move past our story. You know, our identity is not our story. Our identity is who we choose to become through the power of transformation. Learning new skills, growing new muscles, getting coaching, getting input, all that stuff. I don't just believe it's important. I know it works because I'm a living, breathing testament to having done that stuff and now getting to be a better person, be a better leader, actually be qualified to do the job of leadership. So, what is this thing I'm looking for? I'm looking at every candidate and everyone on our team for an attitude of coachability. So, our value is I am coachable. And if you're not coachable, well, you can't be on our team. Here's why this is so important. Here's why you should be looking at your team and asking yourself, are these people coachable? You know, someone said, coachable people seek out those who speak truth to them, even if it's a painful truth. This is big. Because they know that that truth makes them a better person and a better leader. So people who are coachable, they're not waiting to be told this is where they can improve. They're actually seeking out things that might be uncomfortable for them to hear because they know it's going to make them better. I want people on our team that know they can get better and who own their own progress. They're going to lead their own growth. And that only happens when somebody's coachable. Now, what does coachable look like? Well, let me help you with something that I had this insight with a few team members, and I used to get confused on this because I thought, why do we continue to struggle with this person? They seem like they're coachable, but they're not getting it. You know what I realized? They were teachable, but not coachable. They were eager to read books. They were eager to learn and grow, but they weren't seeking out feedback. Coachability, well, that's when you go ask somebody to tell you the tough love. That's when you say, hey, I'm sure I could be better here on something. Will you please let me know what it is? And you don't give it lip service. You actually take it to heart and you go back and you put in the reps on whatever the coach told you, and you actually shoot the free throws at midnight in your driveway. If the coach said you got to shoot 100 free throws before you go to bed every night, you actually go do that stuff. If you're teaching your team things and they're looking at you kind of like a golden retriever look, like, I don't know, just because they're not disagreeing or just because they're kind of nodding, that's not enough to figure out if they're coachable or not. You got to go, who are the people that are actually taking this stuff to heart and going back and putting in the reps? That's who I want on my team. That's who our leaders are going to be. That's who our leaders are. And it's not about my ego, like I have all the right answers as their leader. It's about what it represents in them, because I know that they're not waiting around to figure out how to grow themselves. They're not waiting around to only hear the comfortable feedback. They're not waiting around to just be affirmed all the time. They're trying to figure out how they can be a better person, and better people make better teams, and better teams make better companies, and they serve more customers. And that's what this whole thing is about. This is so important to me that I would rather have someone who struggles in their performance and is coachable than someone who is perfect at their job and won't seek out uncomfortable feedback. So, take an assessment of your team. Who's coachable? Pour your time into mentoring those people, and they will drag along the rest of the pack. Or the rest of the pack won't get dragged along, and they'll eject, and that's okay too. But you've got to spend your time with people who are coachable. You've got to hire to it. You've got to train to it. You've got a core value to it. I don't know if that's a thing. Just made it a thing. You're going to core value to coachability. When you do that, you will have a rock star team. Hope that helps you guys out. And until next time, keep learning and keep leading.